We have two guest speakers today, I hope. They're here. I know one is. Is Fall Williams here?
I'm here.
All right. Man. Her name is Autumn.
Yes.
And we've got Deb. And that'll be great. But anybody have any comments before we start? Go ahead.
Do you have extra copies?
Yeah, they're on the back. Yeah, if you didn't, I put them on the thing back there. There's three pieces to get if you weren't here last week. Yeah, thank you. Good reminder. Let's pray. Lord, we ask for your help as we talk about this great war that we are involved in. And may you just surround our hearts with desire to fight it, to win it, with your Holy Spirit in charge. Praying in Jesus' name, amen. A year ago, August, my family and I went to the Armada Fair. I don't think I've told this story. I don't know. I teach different. I don't know what stories I tell at what class. So I should write them all down, but I'm sorry. Went to the Armada Fair, and we really liked it out in the country, and there were thousands and thousands of people there that night. And we went to the rodeo, and there were, I'm sure, 1,000 people at the rodeo, and it was a lot of fun. And the couple that ran it were, I think, a married couple, and they were funny, and they just had a great time. It was wholesome. At the end of the rodeo, this couple in charge, with 1,000 people, mostly probably unsaved, I'm sure, he played a tremendous contemporary song. What's the song group that has the word boys in it?
Newsboys.
A Newsboys song, I believe, or something like, oh, it was a good one. So at the end of the rodeo, in a secular environment, he's playing Newsboys. Man, I'm like, I'm in heaven. At the end of this brother gave the gospel, and included in his gospel message, he told them that you need to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Can you imagine what I did? I embarrassed my whole family. And there were hundreds of us stood up and started clapping and yelling. And oh, my goodness. I was so thrilled. What a testimony. So after that, we went, you know, where you spend $100 in 10 minutes. And we went to the place to shoot the basketball. And believe it or not, I used to be a pretty good basketball player. So the kids said, come on, Papa, when is that big dog or whatever they got? So I said, okay, I'll give it. I miss all three shots. $10, you know, three shots. But while we're there, the fellow manning this in his mid-50s, he said, boy, you got a beautiful, nice family. I said, yeah, we're trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. We're trusting in him, was my testimony. Hey, you know what he said to me? Hey, brother, I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I'll tell you what, that was a good night. How do you like that? Now, we got one better for you. We got Deb. You get 2 minutes. Deb, tell us what happened this week. Stand up and nice and loud and turn your... Okay, where's Deb? She leave? Oh, you're over here. I've got my reading glasses on.
I'm like, is there another Deb in here?
All right, Deb, let's hear it.
No, Fred's going to give because he went.
Fred, you got 2 minutes.
2 minutes, well, I
did. And I love everything you say, but I'm... Go ahead.
I don't know.
Come on, stand up. Can't hear you.
Well, I took my son out to lunch.
Ooh.
And...
This is a different son than what I was going
to. Why don't you turn to them?
Oh, okay, I took my son to lunch, and he's a homosexual, and I've witnessed to him before, and I've talked to him, but a lot of times. But usually, what he does is he completely shut down. Well, if you wanted to do
sorry.
It.
Sorry. Well, that's why we've been married for 2 years.
Yeah, but the thing is I started to talk to him about, he kind of got quiet and stuff, and then I you know, because my kids always accuse me of being, or us of being judgmental, and I says, you know something? I don't judge you. net, you know, because we're sinners too, and we needed the blood of Christ. That's the difference between you and I, and you need to repent. And then all of a sudden he starts bringing up, well, some people think Donald Trump's the Messiah and all this other stuff. And I said, you know, because he's very liberal politics. And so I said, you know, Donald Trump's just a man, and the only reason I agree with him some things is because his stand on abortion, mostly, but he just complained about Florida's 6-week ban. You know, he said it should be longer. I says, the thing is you should make a stand. No child should be killed and murdered. And he kind of was getting a little, you know, angry. And I says, son, let me tell you something. Christ is the king.
Amen.
Christ is the judge. It's not me. It's not Donald Trump. Donald Trump's just like any other sinner. And the thing is you need to realize that it's not me that's going to judge you. He is going to be the one to judge you. He may ask me to be a witness that, hey, I told you the gospel, and yet you reject it. He was kind of upset, but I told him I love him. He tried to give him a hug, and he just went on his way. But
well, good.
I continue to pray for my son that he would repent. I mean, a few years ago, he was at church, listened to a sermon, and he talked to the pastor and says, you know, I'd like to get baptized and stuff like this. And, you know, and the pastor told him, well, Matt, he says, I would like to see you come to church more often, you know. And he took that as God rejected me. And so, and I, matter of fact, I spoke to him that very thing about the general, what was his name? Naaman? That came to Elijah and asked to be healed of his leprosy. And I said, he didn't even go out to him. He just told him, go dip yourself. And the guy was in pride and anger. And said, and his servant told him, hey, if he told you to do something great, you do it. Why don't you go just do what he asked you to do? And I says, Matt, that's the same thing. You're taking it, he rejected you, but you refuse to do a simple little thing. You know, in your pride, that's your problem. And so we left on really good terms. But the thing is it's just sad when you see your children.
Yes.
When I apologized to him before, I said, well, I should have stood up to you and said, hey, do the simple thing that he asked, instead of just letting him stew his anger. But
Thank you.
Two minutes,
all right. Thank you.
That's it.
If it wasn't the last week, I wouldn't be rude like this. I'm sorry. Thank you. It's a tough one. Okay, Autumn.
Okay.
Can you stand too and just turn?
Sure.
Yeah, thank you. Let's hear this.
Okay. First of all, I want to thank you for encouraging us to do this, because I work at a hospital, and I just work contingent, and I do make it my goal to share the gospel with my patients. But the last few times I've worked, I really missed opportunities. I punched the stick. It was just a selfishness, and you know, there's a lot of things going on. So anyways, when I came to church, I really thought, okay, I'm going to take this seriously, and I'm going to share the gospel with every patient I have. Well, guess what? I didn't work at all the last 2 weeks. I even tried, and they said we didn't need me. Anyways, I was at the park with my girls, and we were at Rochester Park, and I prayed going to the park, and I said, Lord, please help me seek any opportunity, if I talk to a person, help me to use that as avenue to share the gospel. So my girls were all riding their bikes, and there was this little hill that the girls started to go down. And so there's this older man watching them. He didn't say anything. But, you know, I don't know if you ever had this same feeling, but you see that person and you know. There's something in his eyes. And it's like, it was Holy Spirit.
Amen.
But I didn't know how to start any conversation, so I'm kind of yelling at them to be careful, and then going pretty fast. And well, he said something. He said, oh, it's a nice day out, isn't it? And I said, oh, it sure is. He And I'm still trying to think, and like my thoughts are racing. Like a normal person. Normal. So, we just small talk for a minute, and then all of a sudden he kind of cut it off and he walked away. Well, what I noticed about him though, he was very, very thin, and he looked like he had a very hard time walking. He would walk and stop, and I just felt in my spirit that to pray, we need a prayer for him. And it's just this battle in my mind. That's going to look weird. Just ask. You can pray for him. And I know the other people are around here too. So he walked away, and I just thought, I still didn't miss opportunity because he is tight and he's sat. And he isn't gone yet. So I told my girls to come follow me, and he was sitting on the bench. And I just said, what's your name again? And he said, his name is Mike. So remember Mike. I said, do you mind if I... could I pray for you about anything? And he goes, yeah, new set of lungs.
Wow.
Okay, do you mind if I ask you, is there something specific going on? And he said he had emphysema. Probably should have gone on some oxygen, but so anyways, from there, I sat next to him and I said, well, when I say pray for you, can I pray right now? And he said, absolutely.
And, great.
Just that someone never turned on, never had someone turn on the prayer. Anyways.
No, hardly ever.
Prayed for him.
Yep.
He said he was a Catholic, and I said, well, I said, do you consider yourself a spiritual person? He said, I'm a Catholic. And I said, okay. I said, I'm not a Catholic. I didn't grow up Catholic, but I do know that there are some teachings that you can pray to saints, to God, but the Bible said there's one mediator between God and man, and that is the man Christ Jesus. And from there, I was able to share the gospel.
Wonderful.
I just prayed for him and shared the gospel in the prayer, and he was very quiet. And anyways, I said I would promise to pray for him. So if you remember to pray for Mike, maybe you can.
Why don't you pray for him right now?
Lord Jesus, thank you so much for that opportunity.
Amen.
So weak. We had many opportunities before and missed them. But Lord, you allowed me, used me to speak to Mike. Can I pray for his health?
Yes.
I don't know why he has emphysema, why he's suffering so much, but Lord, you know. And it could be for your glory and for your purpose. And I ask you that you would save this man, that you would use the
Amen.
Word that you put in my mouth, the gospel of peace, to comfort him, and that he would continue to seek you if he is not already saved. I pray that you would put other Christians in his life to speak truth, and that you would
Amen.
Not allow him to quench his spirit, that you would save him, and he would recognize that you are Savior. And I also would pray that you would give him breath in his lungs, that you would allow him to have an easier day today breathing, and that he would think of you and think of our conversation in prayer.
Yes.
He would give glory to you. And I praise you for all that you are, and I pray that for many more opportunities. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Wonderful. Let's thank the Lord for that opportunities. Is Erica Foley here? Membership. She's probably in the membership. But library. Okay. But Erica put out an urgent prayer sheet. Did we all get that this week? Did you get something on email?
Yeah.
Her mother's dying. I feel like she's days from dying. Unsaved. And we're asking God that Erica would have the opportunity to use this little brochure here to show her the gospel and to see what God would have to take place. So that would be good too. Very good. Okay, let's continue on. Ephesians chapter 6, we're just going to read verses 13 to 17, and I have an angel from heaven here today to read it. His name's Gabriel. Go ahead, brother.
Therefore,
6:13 through 17. Sorry about that.
Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
Amen. Thank you. I mentioned last week that Satan is out to ruin you, and I'm going to skip quite a bit here because it's already 22, so we're going to have to do something a little different here. But I just want to mention, we must be completely armed. And this little piece of paper here gives us an illustration. It's not a piece here and a piece there. It's the whole armor of God, okay? Satan has a way of trying to ruin us, and I just quickly want to mention things like discouragement. Anybody ever have that problem? Frustration. Confusion. A lot of confusion out there. 335 different Christian denominations. What a bunch of confusion that is to the unsaved people. Moral failure. We hear this all the time. Doctrinal error. Not understanding the scriptures correctly. Okay? All of these things are ways in which we can be ruined. Remember, the battle we're fighting is against demonic forces. Okay? And it's the power of the Holy Spirit ultimately that fights the battle. Now, Paul is probably in prison here, perhaps, and he sees these guys. I don't know if they're that good looking or that well dressed, but he probably saw guys like this walking around, maybe. I don't know, but I thought it was good. Okay, the first piece we see is the belt of truth. Okay? Character. Not brute force wins the battle. Character. The belt of truth. The word know it. But also very important is to hold us and affects us and we obey it. Okay? Know the truth and obey it. And don't be afraid to speak it, is what I see here. Any other thoughts on the belt of truth? There's a lot we could say. Go ahead.
The truth certainly is the way to fight the devil, because the devil is the originator of
lies.
The truth is not in it. He only knows lies. And if you know the truth, you're halfway to being.
Amen.
Our society has always, they don't really realize there is a truth. Everybody has their own truth or this. And we have to speak the true standard.
Yeah.
You know, that, hey, men are men, women are women, and you can't change the difference. And then there's other things. Hey, we are all sinners, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, my son before said he was born homosexual, and I says, no, I was there at your birth. You were born a sinner, no.
X and an O, one or the other.
You were born a sinner, but your sin that you chose is different.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Secondly, the breastplate of righteousness. I see here personal integrity. We're to be blameless. We're to be blameless. One of the qualifications to be an elder is to be blameless. But one of the things that's important in every Christian's life, we should be known in the marketplace and the people we work with as blameless. They would have a hard time to point the finger and say, oh yeah, look at him. You know, look at him. We're to be upright in our lives. We're to be a good example in all that we do in the marketplace. Yesterday, I took my whole family, we went up to Emily City and brought back, I'm sure, over $2,000 worth of pumpkins. I'm not exaggerating, because Pam and I were at Yates Cider Mill, and I said, check these prices, because I want to compare them when I get to my brother. So he's got a big old farm, big old pumpkin, and for free, I'm not kidding, we brought back $2,000. Well, guess what we did yesterday? I mean, my car was full. I had about 50 pumpkins. Anyway, we made everybody's day in the neighborhood and talked about Jesus. Huh? We delivered 3 pumpkins to the neighbor 2 doors down. We delivered a couple across the street. We gave some to the, you know, in a great way. It was a great opportunity for us. We're to be upright in our lives, kind, careful, helping, and so on. Number 3, feet protected. We're to be prepared to deliver the gospel of peace to the nations and to your nation at the Rochester Park. You know? We're to be involved in this. And we're to have our feet prepared, protected, prepared to do this. Any thoughts on that one? Anything?
Well, we're told to be prepared and be ready in season and out of season.
Yeah.
So, you know, a good soldier's going to always have his equipment nearby. It's going to be ready to be used. So we need to be ready to use our equipment.
Amen. Yeah, go ahead.
So real quick, I mean, if you've listened to Autumn's testimony,
yep,
you see the places where she started. She
yeah.
started with prayer.
Yes.
She started with truth.
Yeah.
She started with being humble and, you know, wanting to stand up for the weaker people, even perhaps someone who doesn't know Christ. And then she's ready with the sandals of peace to offer and deliver the gospel.
Yes.
It's a progression. If she didn't have her feet shot in the sandals of peace before she went, she wouldn't have been able to stand firm.
Right.
She would have been frightened. Or said, I, you know, like she, the Satan tried to do, it didn't work.
Yes. Absolutely. Thank you. Remember, you will be in enemy territory if you're out there most of the day. You're going to be involved. You're going to be involved in a war, okay? I'm going to, let's see, the 16th of November. Pray for me. I'm going to the University of Michigan football game in Maryland, and we're driving there. Yeah, how you like this? I got a guy, remember the story I told you in March? I don't know. Anyway, but I got the guy takes marijuana all the time. He's driving. Pam said, you can't let that guy drive. He's popping these things. I don't know. I hope he doesn't do it while he's driving. We will not allow it. But anyway, he's really an evil man. But he worked for me for years. He loves Pam. Pam despises him a bit. I'm not kidding. But I like this guy. And we're going to talk about Christ. Can you imagine what's going to take place in the car? And I got my buddy Steve Broda there. That's like having Billy Graham right in the car. But I want you to pray. We're going to have an opportunity there. Okay? We're going to have an opportunity. You're going to be involved in these things. You're going to be involved and be put in this place. And what are you going to do with it? We're not going to preach the whole time. We'll talk about the U of M and all those statistics, okay? But I'll tell you what, we're going to be bearers of glad tidings and publish peace, okay? And we've done a lot of this with this fella. And that's the opportunity we want to take. Hey, go ahead.
There's a question back here.
What is it?
Oh, hi. Not a question. Just a comment.
Yeah, please. I'm sorry. I got my reading glasses on.
My comment is, I was thinking, when you, as a Christian, you say you believe in Christ, if you are a person or your character as a Christian, you should have to develop a personality that pleases God. And you approach somebody and you call yourself having a Christian moment, let's say that. And then you come to a person and you want to bring peace into a situation. A lot of times, you're not going to be believed because
right.
your character is showing. And your character is constantly showing, you know, I scream, I swear all the time, but then I tell everybody I go to church and, you know, you're always battling back and forth with that because your growth has seemed like a stunner sometimes.
Yes.
Then the peace, even though you have the gifts that God gives us and the ability to, you can't be effective. So a lot of times I think, I remember a situation where a young woman wanted to pray for someone, but the day before in the office, I had to go in there and stop her because she was on a phone call and she was screaming, hollering, and swearing.
Yeah.
And the next day, someone said, let's pray for her.
Yeah.
And no one was interested. And as a Christian, I wasn't interested. So you can push off unbelievers as well as other Christians.
Yes.
You want to bring peace, and God has given us, we're supposed to have the armor on, but you have to have it on. You can't be double-minded. You have to match it on.
You hear that? Great instruction. What is your name?
Erica.
Erica what?
Parker.
Is this your first time here?
Second. I was here last
week. Hey, I like it. Now, get to know this gal. You know, Erica, I have only once I did this, but I remember working, and I had a guy who was always swearing. He said he was born again. He was always swearing in the office, you know, that type of thing. He never took Christ's name in vain, but boy, it was not good. You know, I took him aside a couple of times. I said, Chris, don't tell anybody you're a Christian. I said, I'm trying to get a church started here, and I think it would be best. Let's get this language thing straightened out. You know what I mean? Every once in a while, you got to do that. I almost brought today. I have a typed up sheet, 10 reasons why I swear. Oh, you ought to see this one. Is it ever funny? 10 reasons why I swear. But thank you for that remark. Any other thoughts?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
When I see that he makes an analogy of shoes for the readiness given by the gospel of peace, I think about shoes, and shoes are made to protect you from the world around you.
Yes.
If you're not wearing shoes, you know, you're walking down a path and you stub your toe on a rock, and that really... disturbs your path. And if you're wearing shoes, then the path that you're on does not disturb you to the point of disrupting your readiness.
Yes. Amen.
So the peace that God gives you can help you, can help protect you from the rocks of life.
Right.
And keep you ready.
Did you hear that? There's a sermon right there. Amen. Try to beat that one. Go ahead.
Well, because it's a little silly, but when you told me about the guy swearing, I worked with a guy years ago. He wasn't a Christian, but just a foul mouth. So one Christmas, we got him a book of adjectives. here's some options.
I've told guys, I said, you seem like you only have a language of 11 words. I mean, what's the problem? I got 11 words. It's all I hear. You know, especially when I was in the Marine Corps. Believe me, it was awful. All right, where are we at here? The fourth thing, the shield of faith. I think I got it right. The shield of faith. The fiery dart zooming all over, man. People are coming at you. They're coming. They're coming. Okay? And what are we going to do? We've got that shield. Gabriel, in your version, does it say above all?
In all circumstances.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. In this version, it said, above all, have this shield ready. Have this shield ready. Okay? And there's a lot coming at you. I have a firm confidence in the Lord. Right? We have a firm confidence in the Lord Himself, in all that's contained in the gospel. And whether we be shipwrecked or whatever may take place in our lives, I'm telling you, we are ready. We want to be ready. I want to look up and I want to say the following. I believe. I believe. I believe. And I don't like Macy's using that at Christmas time. You know, they got those signs up. I don't like them. I just don't like it. I believe. Any comment? I'm shortening this thing up, and I apologize. Go ahead.
Just real quick, it says that not only does it extinguish the fire darts,
yes,
all of them.
All of them.
It's not something that you have that shield of faith and extinguish all of them.
All of them, yeah. And you know, well, we won't get into that. All right, let's go. All right, let's do this. The helmet of salvation. Okay? If God is for us, who can be against us? Okay? We believe the gospel. And if the Lord is for us, nothing can overtake me. Don't forget that. Nothing can. And I want to live that life every day. I'm not out in the marketplace as much as you guys are. I don't go to work every day. I've got a brother right now who witnesses for Jesus a lot. He has a huge job, wonderful. He doesn't want to retire, mainly because he says, that's where I'm doing the gospel. I said, well, you can do it when you're retired. No, it won't be the same. He says, I've got these relationships here, and I really want to keep it going. Well, I kind of like that. If God be for us, who can be against us? Lastly, now what's different about this sword? Well, there's one thing, it's mentioned in that chart. There's one thing about this element that's different than all the others, and what is it? Huh? No?
It's the word of God that...
Well, yeah. No, I want a little something different. I want you to think what I'm thinking. It's the only offensive thing. How do you like that? All the rest is defense, am I right?
Yeah.
And then there's this one. Huh? I got a 9-year-old grandson. He's got a Robert E. Lee sword, 5 feet long, but I thought, I'm not bringing that in today. The sword of the Spirit. It's offensive. It's an offensive item, okay? The Word of God. The Word of God.
For some people, that's very offensive.
Oh, very offensive.
They're offended.
Go ahead.
The other piece of this sword is that it's not a long sword. It's more of a dagger, and it's very precise.
Now, wait a second. How do you know it's a dagger? All right. All right. You checked that out?
I have.
Was that in MacArthur's study guide? Okay. Boy, okay. I don't know. It looks pretty long. But go ahead. Your thought.
No, just the fact that it's more precise.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's more precise.
Yeah.
Its intent is not a long...
We're coming.
Yeah. ...your head kind of thing from a distance. It's very intimate, very precise, and very close.
We've got 4 minutes.
That is what Jesus used to fight the devil. That was the word, he said, when he was confronted.
The word.
The word.
Absolutely.
It is written. That's what Jesus used to fight the devil. And he had all the tools in the world. He used the word of God.
Amen. It is written. It is written. I wonder if everybody would stand. I got to cut to the chase. 4 minutes. But if you're interested, where you have led someone to Christ or someone appears to be very interested, this I have used a lot in my life. It's terrific. This is discipling. It's not a big book. I only want you to take it if you're going to use it, because I've only got so many, and they're not cheap. But anyway, it's a book that you actually take, and we do this with guys for 6 weeks, like meet with them on once every 10 days type edit. I got a guy right now who used to be in that back seat of that class for many, many months, and he doesn't come anymore. And I got a brother about to do this with him. Okay? He's gone far away from the Lord for some reason. But anyway, this is a good little thing. If you want it, you can have it. They're limited, but that's all right. You take one if you want it. If you think, just look at it and keep it. You can order some more. But I want you to do this. I had that card. I have my card right here. But I want to do this, guys. I wanted you guys to write down on that card I gave you that Anna did. I wanted you to write down one person at least that you know you would like to tell the gospel to. Okay? And you just haven't had a chance to do it. It hasn't happened. The idea is you put this name on this card. Okay? And you pray daily. I've got 10 most wanted list here. 10 most wanted. It's called the most wanted list. Okay? And the idea is you get serious about it. Somebody came up to me in this class, you might be here today, and said to me 2 weeks ago, Barry, I want you, and I'm nobody. They said, Barry, I'm praying for you every day. I can't think of the last time anybody said that to me. It was cool. I said, how do you do it? Echo. She said, echo. Anybody ever hear of echo?
No.
Echo. Yeah. This is a thing on your phone. She says, every day at 4:45, your name pops up on my thing. And I pray for you. I said, man, that's good. I want to learn this echo thing. You know? So it's free. It's called echo. Put it up. Put that name on echo for 5 o'clock every day. See what God does. Guys, I want you to do something. How much time, brother? I know we're done. Done, right? All right.
Yep. 1 minute.
1 minute. Okay. This is not a Pentecostal class. I want everybody to pray right now out loud. We're going to bow our heads. You name that name and pray to God that the time will come that you're going to talk to that person soon and tell them about Christ. Okay? Out loud. Our Father in heaven, we just pray for Tom as we go to the University of Maryland, that something good, something great, something wonderful will happen, and that we would lead him to Christ, Lord. I love Tom, and I just pray that you would help him. And I pray this all in Jesus' name. And all the Lord's people said, amen. Amen. Thank you very much. Sorry for the rush today. I had to finish. There it is.